Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has moved on our behalf, that there is nothing lacking in this beautiful, wonderful new covenant that has come through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we praise you for a new day in which we can be aware of and bring forth from your goodness according to the plan that you have for us, according to the love that you give us morning by morning. So bless this word to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 120 from the TPT translation, a song of the stairway. I was desperate for you to help me in my struggles, and you did. So come and deliver me now from this treachery and false accusations. O lying deceivers, don't you know what is your fate? You will be pierced through with condemnation and consumed with burning coals of fire. Why am I doomed to live as an alien scattered among these cruel savages? Am I destined to dwell in the darkened tents of desert nomads? For too long I've had to live among those who hate peace. I speak words of peace while they speak words of war, but they refuse to listen.
Hallelujah. You know, we just read the psalm in some of the other translations. We see this is a person that is now getting tired of the being in the wrong things, speaking the wrong things, being in the crowd of the arrogant, the crowd that is lost, and he desires out. And one thing, what he despises is the language, is the speaking, for both in the people that he's surrounded with and in himself. And in this new and this better covenant, we need to, there's always answers. And if we haven't got the answers, we need to seek for the answers, looking in. The Lord says it's a glory of God to conceal a matter, but a glory of kings to search it out. So how can our tongue be perfect? How can our tongue be the rudder that brings us into everything that God has got for our lives? That's only found in the scriptures. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so how can our tongue be sorted out? Well, in the new covenant, God takes out your old heart and gives you a new heart and gives you a new spirit. And when you've got a new heart, where's our words come from? Out of the abundance of our mouth. So God gives us a new heart. We become new creations in the kingdom, in fellowship with him, aware of him. We tap into him, loving the word, and we wake up to the answers in the word. And then out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. As the Spirit moves upon our heart, Romans 5 verse 5, it says the Spirit of God pours the love of God into our hearts. So there we find the answer. And then James chapter 3 is a beautiful chapter that talks about we can be mature, complete, lacking nothing if we can get our tongue sorted out. And then he goes on to say that just as a horse, you can direct a horse in the right way it should go, mighty animal, by putting a bit into the mouth, or a mighty big boat in the roaring, powerful seas can be directed by a little rudder. And he says that's that rudder and that bit in the mouth of the horse is our tongue. And then it goes on to say that we need to get understanding, because with understanding we can be the people of God, led by God, inspired by God, and then speaking according to his plan for us, so that then he can bring about his plan for us. He's right in the end of the chapter where we get the wisdom of God that is pure and agreeable. It's according to God's love and it's according to God's plan for our lives. So that's what we tap into. That's why it's so important morning by morning, letting him awaken our ear. And then we get light, we get life, we get motivated, and we then go into the day on fire for the Messiah, and then knowing at all times he's a very present help. and we never tested beyond what we can handle, and he will show us a way of escape. So it's an intimate relationship. Like, I love the word we sent out yesterday, we saw it on Facebook. It says, you've got a full-time God. So he's not looking for a part-time relationship. He's looking for a full-time relationship. Amen. So be conscious of a very present God that is able to help you, and run to him and not from him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.